Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here he is, the douche man in the building.
Hey!
What's up, bro? How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Are you winning?
Yeah, I'm winning.
So we just listened to the remix there of Candy, and obviously you had to make a remix because the initial version of the track did really well, right?
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
So the first thing, I usually say to people, like, what would be the best way to introduce you, tell us a little bit more about yourself, but with you, I gotta ask about this name, the douche man, like, D-U-S... H-M-A-N, like, how did you, I wasn't sure whether to say douche man, like, how did you get to that?
The name was given to me by Mr. Chucklass, the legendary Mr. Chucklass. Basically, the douche man means ladies man.
Oh, is this why in your photo that I have in front of me, the douche man is embroiled with a bevel of beauties surrounding him?
Yeah.
I see. So is this true then? Are you this ladies man?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
What? But then you can't be the douche man anymore.
Yeah, but the name just stuck with me.
Okay, so it stuck with you. Yeah. What do you mean, not anymore?
Yeah, no, I'm actually committed now.
Okay. Yeah. Are you married?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you engaged?
Engaged. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you propose?
I have done it the traditional way.
Okay,
the
cool.
Lobola way.
Dope.
Yeah.
All right. But now you see, you're the douche man, you're engaged, yet you're still dropping your EP called Love Potion on the 14th of Feb on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm dropping the Love Potion, reason being I want people to fall in love with my music.
Cool.
You see, and definitely once you listen to it, you will fall in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about growing up. You grew up in KwaMashu. Talk to me about growing up and how you think it influenced who you are today as a musician.
Well, growing up in KwaMashu, there were a lot of challenges, especially growing up, because it was a difficult situation in terms of poverty, you see, and also the streets, because we get mugged more often. And in terms of music-wise, then it was really difficult, because you have to make an ends meet in order to try and push your music and try to build your brand, yeah.
I mean, is music something that ran in the family, or is this very out of the ordinary that you've taken a musical career move? Is everyone else into entertainment? What's the story with the rest of the family?
No. I'm actually the very first one to pursue this dream.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So talk to me about kind of your first interactions with music, like your first sort of thoughts around, when was it that you first decided maybe this would be something you'd want to pursue?
It was back in high school, where there were shows like Valentine's Day shows. I used to like do some.
Were you
freestyle.
Even the douche man back in school? Or when did you become the douche man?
No. The douche man came after high school. Then I started doing like shows in the township there at KwaMashu. You know, ladies, I used to go for ladies left, right, and center. So that's when the name came.
The douche man.
Yeah, the douche man.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's quite an interesting name, like I was saying. Okay, cool. So you were, and when did this move to Joburg happen?
I'm actually based in Durban.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm still based there.
Dope, but you come up every now and then to Joburg.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think are the big differences between the two that you find?
The two.
Yeah, between Durban and Joburg.
Okay, in Durban, things are not moving, you see, and here, things are happening. Once I'm here to try and push my brand and push my music, things actually do happen.
Yeah,
instead of Durban.
So instantaneously, then, I guess there's lots of meetings and lots of different press opportunities.
Yeah.
So it says here you describe yourself as a hip-hop artist. Is that, that's true, right?
That's true. Yeah. And also songwriting. You see, at first I started off as a songwriter, and then I moved on to rapping.
Cool.
And then on a later stage, now I'm trying to learn producing.
Dope.
Yeah.
Tell me about your songwriting approach. How do you go about writing your music? What inspires you and all of that?
It has to be something that's happening right now in my life, especially the woman that I'm with. She's my inspiration in the end to even make the EP Love Potion.
And she's in Durban, right?
Yeah, she's in Durban.
Fantastic. How did you guys meet?
We met back in high school.
Cool.
Yeah.
So when the douche, so even when you're being very naughty, she was still around and there for you.
Yeah. So she hang on.
She stuck through with you through the worst.
Yeah.
Then you decided eventually to put a ring on it.
Yeah. I had no choice.
Now, what does she say about these other women that are in this picture with you here?
No, she understands that in the end, that's in entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah, it's different.
All right. Hanging out with the douche man on Kelman on Cliff Central. We just played his song there called the Remix of Candy. It's been receiving international traction, and it's an extension of his colorful discography. His EP titled Love Potion is set to drop on the 14th of February. And even though he is the douche man, he is very much in love with his bae. But he's still putting out EPs about Love Potion. Maybe when you use the Love Potion, you get the bae. If you listen, is it like good baby-making music, this? Like, can you put it on and then hang?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely is baby-making music.
You don't mind people conceiving children to your music?
Not at all.
Not at all. It looks like you enjoy that thought.
Yeah.
All right, more with the douche man. It is all next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So we're in a brand new year now, sir. And what are the plans for the douche man in 2018? Where do you want to take this whole thing?
Currently gonna drop the EP on
Valentine's. Like 2 days.
Yeah. On Valentine's Day, and I'm planning to do some launches in Joburg and in Durban.
Cool.
Yeah. And later on this year, around May, I'll be dropping another EP, but it's not gonna be mine. It's gonna be the whole squad.
Oh, tell me about the squad. Who's in the squad? Okay.
Yeah. I've got Prime Zulu. I've got TD, Static M, DJ Dubs, and JJ. I have my own independent record label called TDM Music Group. I've signed these artists under there, and I've featured them on the EP also.
Dope.
Love Potion, yeah.
Very cool.
We have a project that we're going to drop in May.
And, I mean, this obviously means that you have a very sort of strong sense of business. How have you learned sort of the more business side of the music industry? Because you're clearly playing in that space. And by the way, Prime, fantastic guy. I just had to double check he was on The Voice.
Yeah.
So I have the right Prime. He's very, very cool. So that's a great guy to have on your stable.
Mm-hmm. No. The music and the music business, I've been mentored by Mr. Chuckless himself of how to improve in terms of quality of music that I produce and get out there, and also the business side of music, yeah.
And this sort of business side of music, how do you think it looks different in 2018 versus what the music industry maybe looked like 15, 20 years ago?
I think now it's much easier because you can actually get your music into the digital platforms.
Mm.
And also, it gives you freedom. Basically, now the freedom is much more than 20 or 15 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like democratized what music is, because before you needed a massive label to come in and say yes, no. But there's still quite a lot of trick around sort of distribution and playlisting, and how are you working around those barriers to entry?
Yeah, in that now, in terms of that, it's quite tough.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to get my music to get airplay and stuff. But in that sense, I've got a PR team that's doing all that for me.
That are there to kind of help you.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, in one word, is the douche man brand? Like, what is the one word that describes the brand that you're creating the best?
I'd say it's all about love. Yeah, love and spreading the love. Yeah.
I dig it. And you say that with sort of a very strong sense of that that's what you really want to do. How did the family feel about this career of yours?
Yeah, well, at first, they were like, "Guy, this is nonsense. You must go and do something that will, must do electrical engineering and stuff.
Okay.
So you can get more money." But I was like, I know what I want. I'll keep on persevering. Although there are challenges along the way,
yeah.
But I know I'll overcome them. As long as I have God on my side, everything is possible.
Now tell me about the douche man pros. there's a specific pose that you do.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the douchman pose?
No, the douchman pose, it's
still a thing, right? Are you still
yeah,
doing that?
Yeah, yeah, we're still doing that because even on our the douchman log, as you can see, the guy that I'm with, he's got that t-shirt, the douchman squad.
There's a whole douchman squad thing. Okay, yeah, awesome. Yeah.
And the pose is still there. The pose, it's the trend that we started as a squad.
It's like one hand not on your heart, but is it on your heart?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on the heart.
One hand on your heart and the other hand goes where? Like up.
No, it goes down.
Down, okay. Down, yeah. Oh, down. Yeah. By over your crotch.
Yeah.
Okay. So one hand on your balls, one hand on your heart. Okay. And then you're doing the douche man pose.
Yeah,
okay.
That's that. So basically we just greet each other like that.
Okay.
You know?
Once, what a way to greet.
Yeah, once you see massive respect.
Now tell me about this experience you had on Take Me Out South Africa at the beginning of 2017.
Yeah.
And where was your bae, your fiance, when you were on a dating show just, you know, a few months ago?
Basically, no, I was actually taking a chance with that. I was like, I saw an advert on SAPC1 and then I said, you know what? I know they're not going to call me. You see, then I took a chance. The next thing they called me and I couldn't say no after that.
Now, how does that work? It's you and then there's 8 women that come out, right?
No, 30.
30? Yeah, 30. Okay. So how does it work, that whole show?
Yeah, yeah, no, they, whoever's turned on doesn't switch off the lights. So basically, there were 12 lights. There are 3 rounds. Out of the 3 rounds, you need to survive.
No, so you came out on your own and then there's 30 women. And then if they leave their lights on, that means they're interested in you.
Yes.
And then how do you fit into that? Do you just wait there until there's someone?
Until the last round. The last round I need to switch off up until I leave 2 ladies.
Okay. Yeah, and then you go on a date with them.
Yeah, yeah. Out of the 2, I need to choose one.
Okay. Yeah, and how was the date?
Yeah, that date was nice.
And where was Bae when this date was happening?
Yeah, she was there, but she understood it's just entertainment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure, this bae of yours has to understand a lot. You find yourself someone who's very, very understanding. Well, listen, it's been very cool to have you, and how do we connect with you on social media, Douchman?
On Facebook and Twitter, it's at the Douchman, T-H-E-D-U-S-H-M-A-N. On Instagram, it's at the _ Douchman.
Fantastic.
And you can also go to my website. It's www.tdmmusicgroup.com.
Fantastic. Well, Douchman, thank you so much for stopping by. Yeah. And we look forward to seeing what comes out of the camp in 2018.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Such a pleasure. All right, still got Vuv Central on the way just after 5. Amochidi is going to be in the building. And you can, of course, catch that on DSTV 196 in the Vuv app or stream the audio right here on cliffcentral.com in the app and on the website as well. Plus, if you miss anything, you can go to iTunes. We just got you covered in every way, shape, and form.
This is cliffcentral.com.